Tim Fleming in the morning on AM 1300 KGL.
Your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO, Mason City, and KGLOAM.com. And we get a chance to visit with Tom Kirby, the assistant basketball coach at Mason City High School. I guess today you'd be the head coach, too, you're telling me.
It's one of those mornings.
You get to jump in and do. Coach Clausen appreciates you, I'm sure.
Yes, and I hope that he feels better. He's just a little bit under the weather today. And then our other assistant, her son, is a little bit under the weather today. So I get to step up into the head coaching ranks for 24 hours.
I know what I would do.
Mm-hmm. What would you do?
I would I'd practice shooting around for a little bit.
Okay.
And then I'd take a break.
Okay, break. Got it.
And
write that down.
Let's see. come back after that and scrimmage for a few minutes.
Okay, a few minutes. Got it. Right. So now we're at about 4:15. Done.
Yeah.
I'll go home early.
What time you got the gym till when?
Oh, about till 5:30.
5:30?
Or should we just run sprints for an hour?
You got a deck of cards or anything? You want to play cards?
I could probably bring some Uno decks. I'm sure that the kids would love that.
Yeah, just make it a fun day of practice today. You know, sometimes you have to have a fun week.
It's that balance between how much do we need to work on, like, our X's and O's? How much do we need to work on shooting? And then where's the fun factor? Because it's still got to be fun.
Oh, my. If it's not fun, the rest of it doesn't happen.
Exactly, and that's why I've been in this game for 16 years, is because it's fun. You got to have that fun factor.
Yeah. Yep. You can always tell the teams that are not having fun.
Correct. Yes.
You just look out. You watch them go through drills before a game, and you go, oh, my goodness.
Uh-huh.
This isn't fun for
them.
And
even if they're not having a great season with wins and losses, you can still tell the teams that get along with each other and that they respect their coaches and that they're like, you know, we're still here and we just love our team. We just want to go have fun. So, yeah.
And so for you, this is just a fun week anyway where you get a chance to plan for the Coaches versus Cancer event, which is against Marshalltown again this year.
Correct. Yep. It seems to be that, like, almost. I would say I need to go back and look at the history. I would say out of the 15 years we've done it, I would say about 10 to 11 of them are against Marshalltown, just because it seems to be that final Friday of January is always against Marshalltown at home. I don't know how it works out, but it does.
It's been that. I was just saying that same thing. You've had Marshalltown on the schedule. And they cooperate with you, too, on, you know, the jerseys and all that kind of stuff.
Yep, absolutely. And the coaches usually wear their sneakers just like we do. And if they've done their own Coaches versus Cancer event, they'll wear their own shooting shirts. And sometimes they have their own jerseys that aren't pink that they can wear that are against our pink. And so, because they're supposed to wear white, it's a state rule. But they've had navy ones with like a ribbon on them just that were donated. And so they'll wear those, too, because they just have to be a different color, obviously, than pink. And but yeah, they usually cooperate. And then I see their coaching staff and their kids out in the lobby betting on things and throwing some money into the free will donation. It's really cool to see the opposing team buy into our event, and because they know that it's going to a great cause. And it helps them too, because our money stays in Iowa. It goes to the University of Iowa and it stays in our community as well, but it's going to research and trials, and people from Des Moines and Marshalltown are possibly going to the U of I to be on a trial or to have some kind of to work done research to find a cure for cancer.
I had somebody that asked me after we did an interview the other night at East Waterloo. They said, well, you didn't ask him if they were going to be in the main lobby.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can tell you we will not be in the main lobby. I wish we could be. You know how construction goes. It's just I've been sitting there waiting, and we're just not quite there yet. And so the auction items are all going to be in the hallway. Everybody's going to walk by them just to get in the gym because we still can't use the entrance. So it's perfect. You're going to walk right by all of the auction items, the free will donation. It's going to be a little cramped because it's in a hallway, but it's easily accessible. And then next year is going to be the grandiose, beautiful opening of that foyer, and we're going to have our event out there, and it's going to be fabulous. But one more time, we're going to do it in the hallway, and it'll be just fine.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Tell us about some of the things that will be fundraising type things that people will see, baskets and
things. And so there's always a free will donation, and that's usually where we bring in the most money. But we do have some silent auction items that are put together by our youth basketball teams and our high school basketball teams, and they do all of the shopping, which is really cool. So we ask each kid to donate like $5 towards this, and then they go out as a team, and it's a team building activity, and they know what they're doing is they're buying something to put up for auction that's going to raise money to help in the fight against cancer, and that brings it home. And that's really why I do this, and why I've done it for 15 years is it reminds these kids that there's something bigger than basketball. And so when they bring those items up, they're proud of how it looks, and then that gets bid on, and we raise money. And so that's a huge part of it. And then another thing that we started doing a couple years ago is called the 48-second bucket run. And so after the first quarter of the girls' game, the boys' basketball team is going to run through the stands with buckets and just collect dollars or change or whatever. And the 48 seconds is significant because it's a 48 people are diagnosed with cancer on a daily basis. And we're hoping that number continues to go down because it was higher a decade ago. And so boys do it during the girls' game, and then the girls do it after the first quarter of the boys' game, and we do make it a little bit of a competition just for bragging rights, just for fun. They know that the money is going to a great cause, and that it's a friendly competition. But that's one other thing is we're doing a celebrity shootout this year, and I believe we have a pretty cool celebrity that's going to be doing it at halftime of the boys' game, I believe. Most of the kids at the high school know him because he's kind of their principal. So I believe Mr. Long is going to be our celebrity shootout at the halftime of the boys game, sponsored by Clear Lake Bank and Trust, which is going to be very, very cool. So Dan gets to go out and shoot layups and free throws and show off his skills, and they match the winnings of his ability to make baskets.
Awesome.
So make sure that you stick around for the halftime of the boys game to see that. And also the dance team dances at the halftimes. In between games, I do a little speech. And so it's a really cool night, and it gives me chills thinking about it. And it's only Monday. And so that just builds for the rest of the week. And it just all comes to a culmination on Friday night, and it's very, very cool.
Yeah, neat stuff.
Yeah.
How much you going to raise? You want to get to?
Our goal is to get 20,000 or more, because that will cross the 200,000 mark for our 15 years. So very proud of that number, just because, I mean, we're averaging over $10,000 donation for every year. And where we started 15 years ago, we started with very much nothing. It was me setting a jar out and saying, hey, we're raising money for the American Cancer Society. And we raised about $1,000 that first year, and it's just grown ever since. And I do have to give credit to the Riverhawk community. Mason City is just a fantastic place to live. It's a fantastic to be a part of. I've been a teacher in the district for 16 years, and they always show up for this. And they donate to great causes, not just for us, for Coaches Versus Cancer, but all around. We're just in a very generous community, and I'm very proud to be a Mason City person. So I look forward to another great time on Friday night.
And it's all to help fight cancer.
Absolutely. And we've all been affected by it. We know that. Yeah. And that's part of my speech during in between the games. And it just, you have to have that real moment where everybody understands this is why we're doing it. We don't just put the pink jerseys on, and I don't wear sneakers just because we want to show off or anything like that. We're doing this to raise awareness, but then also to raise money for research and trials to fight cancer.
Well, let's hope you raise a bushel basket full of money then on Friday.
Would love to. And I appreciate KGLO and everybody here at the station, because you guys always give us a great coverage. I love having you at our games doing the play-by-play, but just to promote it ahead of time. And now with social media, Joe Malone does a great job with putting stuff on the internet, and then that just gets people into the seats, and that's all we ask for.
Hey, get them there, have fun, and spend some money.
Absolutely. Thanks,
spend
Tim.
Some come with a bushel basket full of money.
That would
Friday
be great.
Night.
If anybody has a bushel basket, we would take it as a nice little showing.
Yeah, right? Bring checks, credit cards.
That's yeah, exactly. If you throw the credit card in, we'll just get it back to you after we swipe it, because we don't have a way to take credit card money, but we'll figure out a way if you want to just give everything on your credit.
There's always a way.
There's a way. If you're donating all that money, we'll take it.
Good to see you, Tom.
Yes, you too, Tim. Thank you.
You bet. It's 8 before the top of the hour. Everybody, Friday night, it's Coaches Versus Cancer Night at Mason City High.